Discussion and possible action on, pardon me, item 9, discussion and possible action on Possum Kingdom residential ground lease term and form.
Mr. Chairman, as I previously mentioned, the lease form, and more specific, the 50-year term associated with the new lease form became an issue as we moved through the divestiture legislative efforts, and because of that, we have made some proposed changes to the form to include the term that Riley Woods will now discuss with you.
Really, just briefly, just based upon everything that y'all have just heard, these are the changes that we felt needed to be made to the form, and I was just going to go ahead and read the resolution. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its July 30, 2007 meeting. Whereas the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority has adopted a new residential lease rate methodology, whereas the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority has determined that a reduction in the residential lease term is in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority, and whereas the new residential lease ground lease term and form must be modified in order to reflect such policy changes, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby changes the term of the previously approved Possum Kingdom residential ground lease from 50 years to 20 years with a 10-year extension provision, plus any additional proration due to the effective date. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby modifies the residential ground lease form as follows. Article 1, modify the first sentence of Section 1.1 to read as follows. The term of this lease is 20 years, and then it parenthetically add, if applicable, and blank months in parenthetical, commencing on the effective date and expiring at 11:59 p.m. CST on December 31st, 2000, blank the term, unless this lease is sooner terminated or extended as hereinafter provided. Add section 1.2 as follows. 1.2, extension. At the expiration of the term, which will be December 31st, 2000, blank, lessor agrees to extend this lease for an additional period of 10 years. Extension, provided lessee has faithfully carried out and observed all the conditions and restrictions herein stipulated. Should lessee desire an extension, lessee shall so notify lessor in writing at least 90 days prior to the expiration date, and upon receipt of such notice, lessor shall furnish lessee with written notice of its approval or disapproval of the request and notify lessee of the amount of the annual rent, which shall be established by lessor in accordance with the section 2.1 herein. Article 2, delete section 2.1 in its entirety and replace with the following. 2.1, annual rent. For each calendar year during the term, lessee agrees to pay in advance an amount established in accordance with this section, annual rent, for the period beginning January 1st, blank, and ending December 31st, blank. The first five-year period, lessee agrees to pay lessor as annual rent the sum of blank, which will be payable annually in advance on or before January 1st of each calendar year. Or, if applicable, for prorated leases. For the period beginning the effective date and ending December 31st, 2000 blank, the prorated period, lessee agrees to pay to lessor as prorated annual rent the sum of blank, which shall be payable on the effective date. For the period beginning January 1st, blank, and ending December 31st, blank, the first full five-year period, lessee agrees to pay lessor as annual rent the amount established by the authority in its sole discretion pursuant to the then current methodology in effect at the beginning of the first full five-year period, which shall be payable annually in advance on or before January 1st of each calendar year. For the five-year period beginning January 1st, 2000 blank, the sixth full year of the lease term, and each five-year period thereafter through the end of the term, including any extensions, lessee's annual rent shall be subject to adjustment at the beginning of each five-year period, and lessee agrees to pay to lessor annual rent in the amount established by the authority in its sole discretion pursuant to the then current methodology in effect at the time of such adjustment. The annual rent shall be paid in lawful money of the United States of America at such place or places as lessor may from time to time designate. The obligations of lessee hereunder shall be separate and independent covenants and agreements, and the annual rent, additional rent defined below, and all other sums payable by lessee hereunder shall continue to be payable in all events without deduction or offset. Article 6. Add the following to the end of the first sentence before impositions, comma, and shall reimburse lessor for any taxes and any additional costs incurred by lessor in connection with its ownership of the land subject to this lease during the term. Article 11, delete the following language from the last sentence of section 11.1 under Schedule 2 set forth on Exhibit B attached hereto. Article 18, delete section 18.7 in its entirety and renumber remaining sections accordingly. Change the reference from Exhibit C to Exhibit B in section 18.13. Exhibit B, delete this exhibit in its entirety. Exhibit C, change the phrase Exhibit C and the title to Exhibit B.
Can I just ask Worley a question? Section 1.2, when it talks about the extension, lessor agrees to extend this lease for an additional period of 10 years, provided lessee has faithfully carried out and observed all the conditions and restrictions herein stipulated. You know, could that not be misunderstood or misconstrued by a lessee just as equally as it could the BRA? Does it not need to be a little more straightforward and say something to the effect that provided lessee has not been in default of the lease under said terms and said default continue after notification from the BRA?
I will tell you that just in speaking with Jennifer Kenneth a few moments ago, based on the comments we've had earlier today, it's likely that we will have to come back with you with some tweaks to that lease form, and that may be something that we need to do. Because we've got two outside counsel and one that has real estate expertise, I'd like to try to get with them and talk through that issue to figure out what is clear, certainly. But I hear what you're saying, and it seems to make sense that we would make that modification.
I don't think it's fair to a lessee and or the BRA to get down to the end of the term and say, well, wait a minute, you've been in violation of this, and you know, I just think there needs to be a notification process.
Can y'all put that section up real quick?
Just a notification.
And the reason that the language is what it is that is how it reads in the current lease, the older leases. But it doesn't need to be changed, but that's why it read the way it did.
I think if we include the language and refer to an event of default, which is defined in the lease, that includes the lease defines what an event of default is as far as notice and timeframes for curing and things like that. So we could refer to an event of default in there, provided there's no event of default.
Could we have you speak up, please? Some of the board cannot hear what you're saying.
Sorry, I was just saying that if we wanted to refer to an event of default, which is a defined term in the lease, we could do that. And that the event of default, it gives certain timeframes for curing and things like that.
Well, and also, and this is, if the landlord, being the BRA, does not identify the default in a timely manner, and then at the end of the term when it comes up for renewal, if there's a new lake manager, a new upper basin manager, whoever says, whoa, wait a minute, this has been ongoing for 20 years, we've got to get it fixed. I don't want that to be an issue. I want it to be an issue when it comes up and an obligation of the landlord to say this isn't a default and you have to notify them of the default and they have to cure the default. Silence on the part of the BRA, I don't want to be an issue down the road when it comes up.
What Jennifer's suggesting is what we ought to try to do is work on the language to get it done correctly. So I would suspect that what we can do is come back when we have our next meeting with any final modifications to the lease. My understanding is, Jennifer, am I correct that y'all will go work on incorporating that language?
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And they have reviewed all the other languages being presented, so I would suspect that we're okay moving forward with this resolution with the understanding that we're going to need to come back with some minor modifications based on the issues that have been raised at today's meeting by the board.
Okay. So with the understanding that in our next meeting there will be some recommendations on modification of the language, board, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second. Mr. Gere, second by Ms. Johnson. Pull the board, please. Yes.
Director Bellion?
Point of order.
What are we voting on?
The resolution.
The resolution as written, not...
Correct, as written.
And they're going to come back to the change of language again next meeting, right?
Yes.
Gotcha, okay. Sorry.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Carrabba?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Beer?
Yes.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Spatz?
Yes.
Thank you. Let's break for a short break here and get back here at 11 a.m., please.